Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi With Lai Podcast Show. Going to get a wonderful season finale of the third season of Picard. I hope everybody had a sunset, real happy football season. Some teams that made it, some teams didn't. Mine didn't. It will be back next year, that's for sure. Star Trek, fifth season. Nobody thought it was possible they ain't gonna get to the fifth season. I wish more Star Trek fans just come and watch the show. It's a really good show. It's only two best Star Trek shows, Deep Space Nine and Discovery. Next Generation is right behind in Voyager. Then Lower Decks, then Prophecy, and then Original, an Original cartoon. Also, it's New Year's Eve. What's your New Year's Eve revolution? Mine is to save money. That's right, just in case. To save money and move. Get the heck out of this apartment. Pray for my kids. Spend more time with my older daughter, Ashley. And just go with the flow. And hope the rest of my days is blessed. So the football season is a great end. Playoffs and everything, all the games and all. Most games, most teams probably is packing up right now. It's going on off season while the playoff people, you know, of course the Ravens is back in there. And hey, it is what it is, you know. I heard Pittsburgh is in there. I heard Washington in there. That's some good new teams again. Pittsburgh haven't been in there for a while. Good luck all the Pittsburgh fans. Also, Baltimore fans too. And all the fans, good luck with your team. And I just hope the best team make it to the championship and to the big game. And on the big game, no matter who win, go off with a good sportsman, okay? Okay, everyone around the world, let's start this new year, 2023, off right. Alright? I know it's nothing's impossible. We can do it as human beings. You know? Let's start it off right. The past years, we struggled, and I know I had a struggle year. It's called 2022. I call it the struggle year. Oh, boy. Wouldn't believe the things that happened. It all started with those kids. But I'm doing better. I'm back on my feet. I'm back on my podcast. And I'm back talking to my audience. And all the audience around the country who are listening to the show. And I hope that we get some more states joining in. Like Texas, California, Washington State. Welcome back, Maryland. Glad to have you back. In New York, Florida, and all the 50 states. Hope that you come and join the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show and listen in. Because we got a whole lot to go. And I will be back on YouTube where you can just watch me do a recording of the show. Okay? And not soon, I will be on Riverside where you can watch me on a video as I do the show. But as that goes on, we want to go back to the contents of the show. Strange Normal Things, the paranoia, and all that stuff that people are afraid to talk about and think the government. People who took a blind seat who think the government is just doing good, but mm-mm. People see things, strange things at night. Going down the country road, dark road, the shadow people, the skeleton people, UFOs, people being missing in the desert and all. And we got an area where they did the first nuclear test. And people report seeing very strange things over in that area. The government is buying out most of Arizona land and Nevada land. And you go down the Nevada desert, it's owned mostly by the government. And the government keep buying and buying and pushing people back. Now why? Some of that area look like the surface of Mars. Some look like the surface of the moon. They don't want you to know the truth. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the space program. And as a science fiction fan too. But I have my doubts if we really went to the moon and all. I have my doubts, you know. And this is what this show is all about. A lot of people have doubts. Some things just don't look right. It just don't look right. And when things don't look right, that means something's wrong. Like to go to Arizona and check out my books, Mr. Boogie Shoes and Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. That's $5.99. Mr. Boogie Shoes and 99 cent for Burning Love and Open Sky. The price will be dropped soon for my new book that's coming out. They're supposed to have been out in December, but been in the hospital, as you know, and set that back. And the book is called Data Blood. That's right. It's going to be a good book, and it's about the secrets of the United States. And other countries like Russia, North Korea. Yeah, they got secrets too of paranormal and UFOs and stuff. Yeah. China, New Mexico. You'll be surprised some of the people that have the space program and got areas just like Area 51. Go overseas, London. Great Britain, they got base just like Area 51. Go do your research. Tell me, it's not only in America, not only here, but it's overseas too, in other countries, that strange things is going on, you know. Y'all remember the movie that how they tell everybody that we in the computer seminary, what you call them? We're supposed to be in the computer seminary, and some people believe that all this is just a computer running, and nothing is real. Because remember what the Bible says, we can't take it with us. And it keeps saying in the Bible, not from this world. Not from this world. So, compared to similar, you know, duplicate. I can't get the other word out. But it's like a hologram, you know. All this stuff. Remember the Star Trek? All the stuff in the hologram is real. But if you take it out, it disappears. That's what this is. If we go in space, we disappear. You got me? If we go past the atmosphere, we disappear. Remember, in Star Trek Next Generation, any hologram characters step out the hologram. They don't exist. And then that's what I believe space is. We step out this earth, we don't exist. Think about it. Got you thinking, don't you? Mm-hmm. I hope so. I mean, just think. Why can't we take nothing with us? You know, Jesus is real. And he the one who created all of this. And when he say he gonna go and make another earth where we be with him, and we can do anything in that earth. Anything. All this computer stuff and all this stuff is gonna be way better than that. No hurt, no pain, no crying, no nothing. We can't leave this planet. NASA and scientists think we can. And the people know that. They know this. Space station is not really up there. It's sitting right there, somewhere in a military base. And they pretending. Sorry, government. Hey, this is my book. This is my book is about data blood. It's about a guy who worked in a normal store. He used to be special force. He left because he didn't like what he see. He just left, but he took a lot of stuff with him. Remember Edward Snow? Remember the guy who didn't like want to dress? Be a girl, and he put all that stuff on WikiLeaks. Well, put two and two together in one person, and he's a high rank commander, and he had access to a lot of stuff, including Area 51 and really top base secret bases that we still don't know about. He got all the information he could, and they found out countries from countries and United States, and it's called data blood. And now he's the most hunted man on earth. They hunting down his family, friends. You read the book. It's going to be a good book. And come to find out all this stuff wasn't real. He had to give it to a news agency where they can get it on the air and send it to other news agencies across the country and the world. If that happens, he give it there, it will be exposed. The government secret will be exposed. And the character, you just have to read what happened to the character and all his friends and family and so on that helping him and everything. I mean, called Data Blood, and you can buy it on Amazon when it comes out. Hopefully, maybe Barnes and Nobles and stuff like that. If I get it on other comms. But that's what the book gonna be about. And since I didn't release one book last year, this year, there's probably gonna be 3 books be released in 2023. Cause I'm releasing 2 books a year. But since I was sick and everything, I'm trying to catch up with that. So maybe next year, 2024 or 2023, it will be 3 books. And my writers, my ghost writers and all, they really good people, because you won't understand it if I write it and put it up. My spelling and handwriting is bad. You wouldn't understand it. They have to be written really good where people can read it and understand it. And that's where they come in. I will write it. The story will be mine. Blueprint. And they will just put the magic on it. You know. But it will be my book, because my name will be on it and all that. And all the people that helped me write it, I love them. They just waiting for me to get better. Just like the people who helped me promote this, put it on their social media and all that, help me promote and get audience. Just like that. It's nothing, no better than that. And my promoters for my book, they put their stuff on social media, their blog log and all that, to help promote the book and all. So, it's like a little gig that I do on the side, you know, and hopefully get a little penny cash in my pocket, you know. And couldn't do that when I was sick and everything. And I want to get back on this so bad, and didn't have the money to pay the monthly fee to speak to get back on here. Now what I do, I don't have to pay now, because that big mistake that I made, $500 for a whole year. Oh my God, that could have been food. That could have given me new clothes. But I had to give it to them. Made that mistake. Oh boy. But anyway, what's done is done. And God just say, turn the over cheat. I got your back. Just turn the over cheat. So, who knows? Might get something like maybe $1,500 in the mail. Who knows, God miracles, you know? So, that's why he said, turn the over cheat. I will. But, that's that, people. I know the Star Trek fans, if you're a fan of Star Trek Picard, we getting all the characters back. And I think something coming up with Deep Space Nine, but they not telling us. I think Evan Brooks is already back, but they ain't telling us that he's back. You know, I think Paramount got something going on. I think they're going to make a Star Trek Captain Sisko series. But they're not telling the fans. They're going to bring back Picard. I mean, Sisko. Because they already did a comic book. And they say it's canon. And I don't understand this canon thing. This drives me too crazy with this canon thing. It's just stupid. But anyway, with Sisko, guys, Deep Space Nine fans, keep your eyes out, because something is going on at Paramount, and it's got to do with Deep Space Nine. Something's going on. I can't figure it out, but I'm going to watch this season in January. I'm definitely going to watch Picard in January. And I'm going to watch to the end of the season. It's something going on, guys. Because Picard is leaving. Who knows? You know, this might be Discovery last season too. So we might have two Star Treks gone. And we might get two more Star Treks. And one of those Star Treks might be Sisko. If it's not, soon Lower Decks and Pyramacy final season finale. Soon those two Star Treks leave. Who knows what we might get? I mean, they've been the two hit cartoons. And once they leave the air, who might get a last season apology. It's in the second season. It's coming back for the second season. And Lower Decks is coming back for a fourth season. So, who knows? No, who knows? I won't be surprised. These two cartoons run for 7 or 8 seasons. I won't be surprised, you know. They're probably the cheapest ones they do. And I won't be surprised they run for 7 or 8 seasons. Because they all popular cartoons and all. Especially Lower Decks. And I know Strange New World's going to get better because people are going to be watching that the most. Everybody is just really good, happy with Strange New Worlds. And they promise us some standalone episodes, just like the original. And we might get a Captain Kirk show. Because Captain Kirk is already on. It's already in there. So we might get a Captain Kirk TV show too. But going back to Sisko, I think something big is up. So then won't you just tell us, Paramount? Tell us what's going on. But if I can find more news about Star Trek deep in there, what's going on, I will. Probably can find some Star Trek insiders. Can get inside what's going on, you know. And God bless for the crew and cast of Discovery. Y'all made it to your 5th season, and hopefully y'all finished filming the 5th season, and hopefully you get a 6th season. But you need a break now. Yeah, I'm not watching. I know you need a break. But hope you get a 6th season and make it to a 7th season. Now, it's okay to go to 8 because a lot of TV shows going over 8 now. But not to ask too much. At least we got a 5th. Maybe we might get a 6th. Not to be too greedy, okay? But we got a lot of Discovery. We got from season 1 all the way up to season 5. And it's my thumbs up, hands up. It's one of the best Star Trek series. And it brought back Star Trek. That's why we getting on to Star Trek. It was the Star Trek that brought back Star Trek. We went and got Strange New Worlds. If Discovery would never came. Okay. Let's all remember that. Got me. So, give thanks to the crew and cast and all the people behind the scenes of Discovery. And we love y'all, guys. Don't think we don't. We love y'all. Every Star Trek. After the original got beat on. Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise. So don't take it so hard. all the Star Trek series came before y'all, got beat down by fans. Okay? So, but they love y'all. Go to the Star Trek convention. I bet you they will walk up and give y'all a hug and say, welcome to the family. Welcome to the Star Trek community. I know y'all hear that for the 5 years. We love y'all guys, including Captain Burton, Michael Burton, one of the best captains in Starfleet. Follow Sulu, Spock, and Sisko. You up there with the best captains. And then Picard and Kirk. Really, it's your New Year's revolutions, guys. Everybody have them and everybody break them. Before the year's halfway out, you already broke your New Year's revolution. I'm going to tell you mine to make this year best year for me. To do the stuff that I need to do, have a peace of mind, and don't look back at the past. Remember the past, but don't look back at the past. Pray for all my children. Hopefully they live in a great life. Let them know that I love them. And all. I'm in their life, but not involved with them. You know. And just the way they have to be. And just hope they make the best of their life and have good health. And just remember, Daddy love them. And that's the way I'm going to go with my life. Just get ready to travel to all 50 states. Keep my health up. Don't wind back in the hospital or nothing. Get my vacation time built back up so high it would never come back down. And just wait for the next Grand Theft Auto. That's right. The next Grand Theft Auto video game. That's what I'm talking about, the video game. Next Grand Theft Auto 6. That's what I was playing before I came on the air. I was playing 5. But I gotta get with this. Gotta get some tapes out. Gotta get some podcasts out. So I had to take a break and do this. And I'm going to take another break and then come back and do some more podcasts. I'm just going to do like this all weekend long. All we up to the New Year's and beyond. And just get them out. That way you will have a lot to listen to. And new episodes will come January, February, and March. And then we'll be making some more. I'll start recording some more. Probably around the end of February. Okay? And so I can have them for April, May, and June. And you will have 3 months of new episodes coming on the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And when we get to season 5, then we can get back to the things that I said was coming and get back things. I not clearly up on my feet yet. And gotta get some money in that budget and everything. And just pay my boy Henry back. My main man Henry back. You know. And so on. And just take care. Keep going to work and everything. And we'll get there, fans. All I need y'all to do is pray and keep listening to me. Because I love y'all guys, and y'all take the time to listen for an hour, and the show is about something about nothing, a little bit of something, and I just talk about Star Trek, football, and all that. It's more stuff that's coming, and And before I left, I was doing a little bit of music. When I'm taking a break, I just let y'all listen to some music until I come back and stuff. And I'm going to still do that. But remember, this is not a radio station. This is not a DJ nothing. Just a little bit of music until I come back. Like, take a little break, give you a little bit of music, and come back. Okay? And just a little royalty music. And all. And, yeah, I have to pay for that royalty every month. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to be careful this time. I'm not going to pay $900 for a whole year of royalty music. I'm going to pay monthly fee. Monthly fee. Make sure that it's set for $50 or whatever the monthly fee is. But when I use the royalty music, I'm able to use it for a whole month. And then they renew it for a whole month. And that's what I was doing with Speak. $50 a month. And just renew it. Now, got a whole year. Don't have to renew it. Boy, man. I tell you. But it says up here 91 hours and 15 hours of storage. You know. So. And next renew is 12/28/2023. Oh, man. I still can't believe I did that. I mean, how many of y'all make mistakes like that? I know there's a lot of people out there that make mistakes like that. Then realize after you make a mistake, a day later you realize that you did it. Or a couple hours you did it and it's too late to do anything. You know, you really thought that was $50, but it's really $500, and you accidentally paid the $500, and you wanted to pay the $50, then hours later, you looked at it like, oh my God, no I didn't. Yes, you did. How many of y'all people made that kind of mistake? This is like a embarrassing mistake, you know, but those are kind of things we have to deal with in life. Those kind of mistakes. And can't get mad because that's the way it is, you know. And it's no refund. And when they say it's no refund when you make that mistake, then you're really going to get, oh my God. Now, some people get mad and say, I'm getting my money back. And some people just like, okay. Just do what Jesus said, turn the other cheek, you know. Things will work out. Because he see what you did too. You know. And believe me, he going to work it out. He going to work it out. But everyone, this is the last year of the new year. December the 31st. It's a Saturday. That's right. Next year, the 31st will be on a Sunday. And New Year's will be on a Monday. And back vice versa, Christmas will be on a Monday too. Back in the week, not the weekend. But I mean, in probably 5 years or 7 years down the road, it'll be on Sunday again. And I just wanna, what's your revolution, people? I already told you mine. To get my finances back up. Save. This is the year to save for me. And work on getting that license. Hopefully. And get out of this apartment. And just do the things that I need to do for myself. Do me. You know. And hopefully that's your revolution. You know, and just do my show, get my books out, do my writing, and just go to work and pray to the good Lord every day for everything he provides, and to serve him. And I wish I'd know this when I was real young, but just to serve him, you know, live for him and serve him, and just be with my family, you know, go see them and do things for them and all stuff like that. Cause they was there when I was sick too, Aunt Nancy, Uncle Harry and all. So they was there as well, and just remember to call them and all. And my sister, she called me when I was in the hospital and stuff like that and all. But just hopefully, maybe my brother will come back so I can go up there and see him. I know if you listen, Bryant, hopefully you'll come drop by us. And I will have some money to take you out this time. You always take me out. Last time he was here, he come knocking at the door like, want to go eat? I know he wanted to stay, so he just said, yeah, come on, let's go eat. And he just asked me, can he stay there for a while? This was like January, February. And this was before all the stuff started with him. But wherever he's at, I'm sure he's going to drop past sooner or later. But I hope he make it before I move. Because he's going to have to find where I move at again. Yeah, and just get out of here. That's my revolution. Just get out of here, away from this landlord who don't do anything. So I hope everybody have a New Year revolution where they can count on it and have hope for it. You know, just ask Jesus. Take Jesus' hand and ask him. Remember, all the things that happened this year is going to pass. And your new season is coming. Okay? He already said your new season is coming. He's seen the things the people done to you and all. Hold your head up. Keep your chest out. And handle it. Because he got your back. Okay? I ain't going to say 2023 is going to be easy. Because it's not. You still here on this earth. You still around people who sin and stuff. Including you. So it's not going to be easy. But just don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. And watch what he do. And he will come true, God, people. He will come true. Okay? Now, hopefully in the cities like Chicago, Texas, Los Angeles, Baltimore, New York, all the in the crimes, shooting and all. Let's just pray for people that lost their loved ones, and just hope this is going to be a better season for the people and for this city. You know, I mean, don't pray only for Baltimore. Pray for the whole country and all the cities around it. Not only that, natural disaster like weather, storms, and flooding, and hurricanes and tornadoes, and people lost their homes and all. Fires in California stuff. I just hope this will be the season that all that stuff will calm down, and we won't see it that much. And of course we're going to see it, but I just hope this could be the season. And all I can do is ask the good Lord just to make it easy, protect those who love you, and just say, God, just bring me, keep me away from the things that you didn't send. That's all. Just say that prayer. Dear God, keep me away from the things you didn't send. The people, temptation, things, bad thoughts, unrighteous thinking, all that. If you didn't send it, keep it away. That's what I always ask God. And just get around people who are going to spy you and all that for the year. As the year goes in drastic and we go to a winter storm season, and those who do get winter storms, like up in Chicago and all, y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, 5 inches of snow, 7 inches of snow, and no, yeah, those who do get it, y'all know what I'm talking about. A winter wonderland, beautiful snow on the ground, on the trees, going to the field, you just see beautiful snow. I don't know why Baltimore don't get it no more. I just don't know why we don't get snow no more. Even New York get a little bit of snow when it get heavy and all. We don't get anything. Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, on all of them get snow. Seem like right here we don't get snow, and all it do is rain all year round. Rain, but it'll be winter and we getting 64 degrees weather. What you gonna do, stay winter or you gonna stay summer? I mean, let me know. You know, I'll keep my fans in the window and make my own snow inside. And I don't know, 1 year away from the elections, when 2023 comes, they gonna start talking about elections again. I don't know, is it 23 or 24 when they start talking about it? I mean, it's that time. Ain't it that time for Joe Biden to get ready to run again? And you're going to see some weird people coming out again when that time. Everybody know about the 2020 elections, right? Yeah. You're going to see some weird people coming out, people. Dislike. January 6th. I mean, January 6th was kind of like 9/11, but people got killed. Not yet. Ain't that many people got killed, but it was kind of like 9/11. I mean, nobody shouldn't storm your own capital. You know, it just terrorist people who did that. Terrorists. And we had a terrorist president who motivated and edged it on and all. In January 6th, remind me of that awful, awful day of 9/11. You know, I actually thought they were going to burn the Capitol down. They got in there, destroyed stuff, got in the private of Nancy Wilson, Nancy, the speaker, and all. Holding the VP hatches and everything. It was just one of those days you're not gonna forget, you know. And now it was, I mean, 9/11, it was really terrified, but seeing that Capitol get attacked by our own American people call themselves Americans, it was more terrifying. You know, right here on our ground, our own people attacked us. Our own American people attacked us. Because they can't hand the president they want. You know. Just think about it. I mean, both those days was awful. And both of those days, people lost their lives. 9/11 was more awful. But January 6th was just embarrassing, awful. And just to show you. People was just going to think and do whatever they want. No matter what. You know, just don't matter what. And those people, it should be embarrassed what they did. Should be, really be embarrassed. National TV. And you go do that. I really don't know what to say. And I'm gonna take a break, so I'm gonna let some music play. And I'll be right back. Okay? But just think about all the things that happened this year. Bad, good, and ugly. And let's just pray for 2023 to be really, really good. More good. More good. More good than evil and bad. Be right back. little bit of music. Just took a little bathroom break. And I'm going to take a little break again. But I'm really encouraging people to try to make this new year better. And wherever your New Year's revolution is, just keep faith. Okay? And just live your life, people. Life is short. To have sorrow and anything else, regret and all that stuff. Let it go. At the last day of the year, whatever the sorrow or regret you got against people, let it go. Alright. And that's my really best advice to you. And really, when I can just hope that this year will be one of your best years. Hope many more years will be too for the rest of your days, but let's just work on one year at a time. Can see to join the big game that's coming up, and see what else. And since I'm just getting back on my feet, I'm doing this without no strip, so I'm just picking things. And time I back into it, I sure have a lot of stuff to talk about. And I take my notes. When I be thinking about stuff, I take my notes and write things down what I'm going to be talking about on the show and everything. And I have everything for a whole hour. And that's how I keep y'all entertained. But I don't have no notes or nothing like that. And just getting back into the show and trying to clear my mind what I just did on Wednesday, given my podcast provider $500, you know, my mind is still getting over that little bit. And hopefully I can get past that. Or I can say, at least I don't have to pay for this every month, next month, or all the way down to next December. I won't have to worry about it until next December. And my cable is paid. So, and gas electric is paid. And all my bills is paid. And stuff like that. So, all I have to worry about just getting to work and all. And just give you the Corey Willock podcast show. That's all I have to do, you know, and get that book published, the next book published, up and published. So, y'all go to Amazon, look my name up, Corey Willock, go buy the first two books of mine. They are real cheap now. Mr. Boogie Shoes is $5.99, and Burning Love and Ocean Sky is now 99 cents. It haven't been changed yet, so wait till it change, and then they will be low. If the Boogie Shoes probably be low in that, probably be $3.99. I don't know yet, but they will be cheap now. And those who, hopefully those who did went to buy the book, like the book, you know. But like everything else, my books, my writing, when I put it on Amazon, it's just the thing that I'm just starting. You know, I should have been had that done they're starting to do it, and it's just slow. But I'm at praying to God and asking Him for His help, you know. And hopefully I get the audience and people who go buy the book and all. So, and that's one of my New Year's revolution too. Get a lot of audience, a lot of book sales. And that's all I got to share with y'all. And be careful out there. And be safe. Be kind to others. And make 2023 the best yet. Okay? And just be you, boys and girls. Be you. May the force of God be with you. Live long and prosper. Ashley, and we love you. See you next time on the Quay with I podcast.